What is going on, and welcome to another episode of the Everyman Drummer podcast. I'm your host, Will. Your Twitter handle is Will Geronimo, and your now live email address to email us here at the show, or email me for that matter, at the show for your complaints, concerns, happy thoughts, bad thoughts, what you like and what you don't like, what you want to hear discussed, is now live at everymandrummerpodcast@yahoo.com. Send your emails there. If they're good, maybe I'll read them on this podcast, and we'll see what we're going here. If it's bad, I'll still probably read it. Tell it sucks, whatever. It's what we want to know. We want to know what's going on. Anyway, let's talk today on this episode. It's talking about the endorsement deal that I once had and I just got rid of. Yeah, go figure. Check that out. A drummer actually got rid of a endorsement deal. But you know what? It's a really common thing nowadays with certain guys out there. Some companies don't want to give drummers that freedom to, you know, make something that's signature to them. I know for when I had my drumstick endorsement going on, and then they will remain nameless unless you've been following me on Twitter or Insta or on the gram. You can follow me there on the gram at The Real Will Geronimo. You guys will probably notice that I've had a little falling out with my, you know, previous stick endorsement there. Go into reasons why. I'm back with the original company that I was with. I wasn't endorsed by the other company. It's just the company that I favored for a very long time because they made a product that was really good. You know, when you, that's the whole thing. If you're going to be a startup guy, okay, now listen, now hear me out here. If you're going to be a startup guy and you're going to endorse a product. Now, I was endorsing a very small boutique stick company. They shall remain nameless unless you picked up on the clues on the previous episodes. And again, if you're following me on those other social medias, you'll know who I'm talking about. But for this sake, we're not going to name names. I was on tour with Ignescent, and a friend, drummer friend of mine came up to me and was he sent me an email. He was endorsed by said drumstick company as well. Made him a nice stick, you know, up to his specs. Yeah, sure. I always get skeptical about stuff like that because it's like you get really used to using a certain product, and it's really, it feels good in the hand. It feels good when you play. And that's why how products should be. You know, now I'm not going to go out there and tell you all that you should go play this brand. You should go play that band. No. You guys play whatever brand you want to play out there. If you feel strongly about a certain brand, use it. I'm not going to tell you not to play it. I'm not going to tell you that brand sucks. No. You play what you want to play because you like that brand. Now, if you get an endorsement deal out of that, sure, why not? You know, great. I'm very proud to say I don't have any current endorsements right now. It means I can play whatever I want. You're a free agent. You can do whatever. The best part, I was talking to a coworker of mine who happens to be a drummer. He feels the same way. Endorsement deals, you know. Granted, yeah, it'd be nice to have an endorsement deal. You don't have to, you pay for your stuff, but at a discounted rate. That's how they work. You don't get stuff given to you for free. You know, in most cases, you pay at a discounted price. And that's the misconception that a lot of people get of an endorsement. Oh, I got an endorsement deal. I'm getting free stuff, man. Not so. They still got to make money. You know, if they gave away everything, they'd be out of business. And you guess what? You'd be back at square one. Be right back at where we started from, sitting in this same chair with me. Well, not exactly the same chair as me, but the essence is you wouldn't be getting it for free, getting it at a discounted price, something that, you know, Mr. Man over there can't buy at a discounted price. He gets to pay full price unless he knows somebody, you know, or that place that he's buying that product from gets it at, you know, can give them a deal on it. But endorsements are like that. Endorsements, they will give you their product at an discounted price as long as you advertise what it is that you are using. That's how it works. You know, always the misconception, endorsement deal, free stuff, free, 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 free. Well, think about it. If they gave it all for free, that brand's not going to be there. So back to the, now that I've veered off in that whole direction right there, I'm explaining the differences of an endorsement deal. There are some guys that sign contracts. Now, I didn't have a contract with said company, and my drummer friend of mine turned me on to them. And you know what? Yes, they do make a great product. I'm not going to lie. They make a great product. They cater to the artist. You know, now maybe I wasn't holding up my end of the bargain, but I was doing a lot of free advertisement for it. A lot of free advertisement on my Instagram, you know, on my Twitter handle. And when I played some live gigs, there's stickers plastered on my bass drum. That is no longer the case anymore. What happened was, you get down to your last few pairs there, and you email them, and they supposedly, quote unquote, have your signature model. You know, great. Your signature model is supposed to be different than everybody's, right? You want to disguise it in a certain way? Great. But when that said company says, oh, we can't do that for you anymore because we don't want to make the time to make the extra 20 SKUs, that's where we have a problem. Now, how is that supposed to be something that you think is signature to yourself? Now you're playing everything that everybody else is. That's where I have a problem. And that's when I decided to say, you know, to hell with you guys. I'm going to go back to a company that doesn't, you know, that doesn't BS you around. You know, said company was very catering to a lot of metalcore drummers, a lot of, you know, that style. That's great. You know, why don't you start marketing other products besides sticks? There's a reason why those other drum companies, other drumstick companies are alive and thriving. You know, the Big Three, the Promarks, the Vaders, the Vic Firths. They cater to all drummers of all musical styles, not just one. A drummer has an idea on how they want to put together, you know, they have an idea of what sounds they want to create and put together. They come to the company and say, hey, I'd like an idea. Can we build a said prototype of what? Of, you know, a certain brush, certain stick. I'm looking for a real cool sound. And said companies, you know, talking about the Big Three, well, yeah, let's try that. Let's market that out. You might get some new, might entice other people to come and check out your product. Now, I brought that up with former company and got the runaround. Blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. Well, if you really want to market to a wider range here and get that product out there, well, come on. I'll vouch. They were really good sticks, really great. The weight was perfect, at least to me. Dimensions, everything. Length, perfect. Will I find another stick like that? Probably. Probably, and it will be mass-produced, probably. Yeah, wouldn't be my signature stick anymore, but you know what? If I can always get a certain model and have it directly shipped to me without any problems and having, you know, without them having to say, oh, well, I can't make that many because I got to make another 20 SKUs. You know what? I'm going to go back to those other brands and just hit a click of the button on my phone, tablet, computer, whatever, and have it ordered to me because they're going to have it in stock. And I'm going to feel more compelled to use that stuff that has those, that brand that also produces another way you can make sounds on the drum kit. And we're talking about brushes, whip sticks, the hot sticks. ProMark makes this thing called the tubes that I believe Paul Werdegel was the one that created that. There's plastic rubber. They're just heavy-duty plastic tubes. Almost like those things that you see the guys on the tarmac at an airport directing a plane into the terminal, into the gate. They look like that, but you can use them, and they actually make a pretty cool sound. So if said boutique drum company independent guy is going to tell you, yeah, we're going to make a stick or whatever you want, and then comes out, oh, we can't do that, then what the hell are you talking about? What are you? We can make whatever you want. Don't say that. Don't market that out there to prospects. If that's a hook and bait, which it seems like it is, then no, go. I'm going to tell that other drummer, try the big three out, because more than likely the big three are going to have what you're looking for. Come on, it's a joke if you're going to tell somebody that we're going to market what you want. Oh, I could make whatever you want. Ah, get out of here. That's what it comes down to. It's like, don't make me a product that I could get somewhere else readily available. Come on. That's not how it works. It's not how it's supposed to be. Now, I understand that you probably got to be out there making, you know, your end of the deal and making the product last a little bit. Advertisement, that's how this business works. It's all advertisement. So, speaking from my perspective, that's what's happened in that realm. That's my perspective on it. It's not everybody's, but I'm sure there's some drummers out there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that have the same feelings that I do. If boutique company A is going to tell you they're going to make a product for you, they better damn well make it for you and not come up with some sad story saying, I can't do that because I don't want to do this. Right there, that tarnishes your reputation with me. Now, how the hell am I going to go and tell drummer XYZ over there to play your product? You know, I'm going to turn around and tell him, nah, here, use this stick. If you like it, great. But I'm not going to tell you to try it because it's the greatest thing in the world. Huh. You already proved me wrong on that when you can't even take care of said people. That's one of the things that gets me with boutique companies. I get emails, and when I was playing constantly, I'd get emails. Oh, try my product. Try, you know what? No. Why? Why should I? Are you going to be able to build me something to the specs that I like? Something that is signature to me in a color that I want? You know? Are you going to be able to produce something other than a stick? If I want brushes, are you going to be able to do that? If I want hot rods, flash whips, are you going to be able to produce that for me? Don't tell me there's no market for it. How do you know? You get out of your little closed mind and get out of the system right there. If you're just catering to a specific genre, hell no, you're not going to be able to get that market product out there. How many metal drummers use brushes? That's what I thought. Man, that's one of the things that gets me burning up with these independent boutique guys. Cater to everybody. Cater to everybody, because that's how you're going to get your product out there. If it's only going to be in a small group, then how is it going to be out there? You know, now nothing against the metal drummers. They're great guys. You know, a lot of them, I have a few friends that are metal drummers, and, you know, hands down to you to play those chops, to play those blast beats, because I sure as hell can't do it. At least not I can't sustain it for as long as you guys can. You know, to play a 4.5-hour show with blast beats and still have energy to get off that stage and go and hang out with people, you know, say hi to a few people. I don't know how the hell you guys do that. That's just hands. That's like God. That's like a God-given talent right there, a blast beat for that long. You know, again, that's one of the things that I respect about the metal drummers and the metal community right there. Thrashcore, you know, heavy metal guy. That all branches off in different subgenres there. Me, I'm a progressive jazz fusion guy. Music's complicated, and anybody who's played that style knows it's complicated. But I think that was one of the things that I took away from this whole experience of being an endorsee, endorsee. I want to say that's what I took away from it, was when you're in said company and you look around and it's all metal drummers, punk drummers, and you're the only guy in there that's a fusion progressive jazzer. Something's wrong here. And then, you know, we use different things to make, we use different types of sticks to create the sounds that we like, depending on the situation. And that's what I look for with the company. See a show of hands. I can't see a show of hands because there's nobody here. But a show of hands, a show of tweets of how many, what styles everybody plays and what they use. Boutique Drum Company, A, make something other than a stick. Attract everybody, because I think you got something going on here. But after my experience, I can't double down. I can't double back on it after my experience. I go, one, you got had customer service that was just lazy. You know, if you're supposed to be a rep, an artist relations rep, you're supposed to be able to contact your artist really quick. You need something? Yeah, I got it for you, man. Hold on. Not me send out an email or a text message and then get a response 4 weeks later with an excuse, oh, I was out on tour at such place and I couldn't get... Well, then my business isn't worth your freaking time. That's how it works. Take a lesson from the other three. From the big three, the ones that dominate the market. Got the other up-and-comers coming up and they're starting to really take a stronghold in the industry. It's a tough industry. I get it. It's a tough industry. But if you're only catering to one genre, you're going to fall behind. I'm sorry. That's the way I see it. And that's why I went back to Vader drumsticks. Because Vader drumsticks, I've played them for so long, except for my little 4-year hiatus there. And recently I posted up a picture of what I'm using now and tweeted out at Vader, and they welcomed me back with open arms. And my comment response to them was, I should have never left. But we all got to do that. We all got to branch. Like, oh, you want to try something new. So happy to say I'm no longer endorsed by anybody right now. And the next endorsement deal that I will make, if it comes by, probably after this, after this episode, I probably won't get any. But that's fine. It's fine. I don't need to have a signature product. I don't need to have something with my name on it to sell. Because I'll tell you this, just because it has my name on there isn't going to make anybody else play like me. It's going to be, you're going to play like you. You know, you're the one that makes that sound your signature sound. That's the bottom line. The way I play, that's already a good signature for me. Everybody is going to know, oh, that's Will Geronimo playing on that track. He's got that sound. Or that's drummer XYZ playing on that track. They got that sound. Or drummer F. She's got that sound. I know that's her because she's got that sound. She's got that particular sound. Not because the product has your name on it. That's not how it works. Product has your name on it because your product has your name on it. That's what you use. So, yes, I'm very proud that I am no longer an endorser. I don't have any more endorsements anymore. I don't have a signature stick anymore. That's fine. The last couple of ones that I have here, I have the prototype stick, and I've got the last couple of them that I just stopped using because now I'm using Vader exclusively again. And couldn't have gone any better. Simply because I can get a different sound. I can get the brushes that I've wanted. I could get the whip sticks. I could get whatever. I don't have to be taken, turned around. Well, there's not really a market for it. Well, yeah, there is if you open your eyes and look around and cater to the drummers that actually use that type of a product. So, that's where this goes today. That's my whole rant and rage about it on said product. Oh, I want to touch on one more thing. Coming from my perspective on endorsements, I'm not the only one that has moved from brand A to brand B back to brand A. Once upon a time, there was a drummer named Mike Portnoy who started off playing Tama drums. Everybody knows that he's known for Tama drums. Mike Portnoy, you know, had the honor and privilege of meeting him a couple times, exchanging a couple emails. He's a Tama guy from the beginning. And then right around 1993, 94, I want to say, somewhere in there, he switched over to Mapex drums. And you know what? Just like any other artist, any other drummer out there, you and I, anybody listening to this show, he wanted to try something new. He wanted to try something new. Do we blame anybody for wanting to try something new? Get out of your comfort zone. You know, no, do it. And I think he said he wasn't even endorsed by Tama at the time. So he tried it. You know, Mapex probably came up to him and said, you know what, I want to try our drums. You know what? And just like any of us, yeah, let's go try it out. Try it. Give it to you discount. Sort of like what happened with me with the stick company. Yeah, we'll give it to you. Yeah, try it. 4 years later, I'm not with them anymore. Same thing with him. A couple albums in. You know, the Dream Theater Awake album was recorded with Tama, or with Mapex. The Dream Theater A Change of Seasons EP was recorded with Mapex. Then the Falling Into Infinity tour and album came out, and Mr. Mike Portnoy, I saw the ad. I remember the ad in the Modern Drummer magazine saying that he had gone back home. There's no place like home. He went back to Tama and has been a Tama drummer since. We're here in 2020. Tama drums all over the place. I don't know if he still has those Mapex. He still might. You know, probably tucked away in the closet somewhere. But that's, you know, it happens to everybody. Everybody does that. You veer away from what your comfort zone is just to try something new, and then you end up coming back. And that's what happened with me. And he said the same thing. I remember reading it. I may have read the article, or it's in an interview somewhere. I have a couple of his DVDs. I have a few of his DVDs. And he said something about, I was playing in a drum company that shall remain nameless, and they didn't want to do something for me. I had brought an idea, and they said, well, no, this is going to be it. Sounds familiar, like what happened to me. So what happens? It leaves a bad taste, and you just want, if you're not going to be able to do that, then I'm going to go back. And I remember the article of his, the ad, there's no place like home, and I'm going to steal the same line. Back at Vader, there is no place like home, and I'm glad to be back. When boutique companies or endorsement companies cannot cater to you anymore, then it's time to go back to what you originally were going. It's because it's, you know, they're not going to jerk you around. They ain't going to screw you around. So that's where we're going to leave it right there. And that's my my whole take on the endorsement and why I gave mine up. You know, basically said, I want to be with a product that believes in their players. A product that's welcoming, a product that's, you know, catering for your ability to make different sounds. Because drummers, percussionists, all of us, we don't just use sticks. Some of us use our hands. Some of us use different types of tools to do our jobs. That's going to do it today on the Everyman Drummer Podcast. Be sure to subscribe, like, leave a comment, rate it, because it helps us out. You know, spread the word out there. It looks like numbers are slowly going up. And the Netherlands, I want to welcome the Netherlands into the fold. You guys are on the chart now. Seems that between the U.S. and Canada, the Europeans are slowly creeping in. Shout out to all of you listeners out there. What's up, France? What's going on? What's up, United States? It's my home here in Chicago. Hey, you guys, what's happening? Canada, up north. Switzerland and the Netherlands. Can't forget about you guys. You guys are the ones where I see the infographics coming in. And you guys are really doing it. Thanks for the listening. Thanks for supporting the show. Again, your Twitter handle is Will Geronimo, and your email address is everymandrummerpodcast@yahoo. Leave your emails, comments, suggestions, what you guys want to talk about, what you want to hear. Working on a couple of ideas coming up soon. So until then, you know, again, subscribe, hit that like button, and be alerted. You guys are doing a fantastic job. This is your podcast. I'm your host, Will. We'll see you next time. Peace.